Blog Talk Radio.
Hello and welcome to Player Spotlight. Today we are talking with Kyle Wilson of Boise State. I'm your host, Football Rob. Now Kyle is on the line. He is a draft prospect, defensive back, also a punt returner specialist as well. Let's get Kyle in here. And Kyle, first off, how are you doing tonight, my friend?
I'm all right. Thanks for having me on the show.
All right, anytime. Anybody with your talents, we got to put you on the spotlight. That's what we do here on NFLDraftBible.com. So first question, my friend, you got some great cover skills, you got some great punt return skills. What do you think is better right now in terms of what you bring to the table? Is it special teams or defense?
I think it's definitely the combination of both. You know, that versatility will help any team out there. And, you know, I know I can help anybody out there. So I definitely think that versatility, you know, and playing multiple styles on defense as well as the added value at the return game is definitely a bonus for me.
And also we have to mention that, you know, Boise State, there's a perception that you don't go up against top players all the time in your conference, and you blew people away at the Senior Bowl. So how'd that feel to, you know, show everybody what you can do on a regular basis against top players?
Yeah, that whole Senior Bowl experience was pretty nice. You know, going against the best competition out there and really doing the things I've been doing all year. But, you know, on a team like mine, you know, I know I was definitely well prepared, and nothing seemed to surprise me out there. And I really was out there very comfortable and really doing the same things I've been doing all year. So, you know, nothing really surprised me, just new faces out there, but definitely used to the competition. And, you know, to everyone at Boise, you know, knows the talent we have there. And I'm pretty sure anybody else who has to any of those All-Star games, you know, won't have a problem or any skepticism, as people may seem, to put Boise State in sometimes.
Did that give you extra motivation when you see the Alabamas and the Floridas and the Texas guys? You'd be like, listen, man, I'm from Boise State. This is how we do it, man.
Nah, you know, it's natural for anybody at Boise State to play with a chip on their shoulder. And it's even more natural just for me to play that way. So just so happens that, I played on a certain team that plays that way. But It doesn't have anything to do with it. I'm always out there trying to prove a point and trying to make as many plays as I can every time I step on the field.
Well, I think you're way too humble for a cornerback. That might slip your draft status a little bit. Do you have any concern about that? Maybe you should be more vocal, more cocky.
Nah, everybody knows who plays with me. Everybody knows what goes on. So it's a different attitude on the field, but, you know, If you know me and you've seen me play, everybody knows how I get down. So I'm definitely not worried about any of that.
All right. So good stuff. We're talking with Kyle Wilson, formerly of Boise State, looking to make an impact at the next level. Now, the next challenge for you is the Combine coming up in Indianapolis. What do you think you have to prove there that you already, maybe you have some doubters out there? They're saying Joe Hayden is the top DB. What do you need to do to jump into the first round at the Combine?
I'm just looking to do my personal best, to show what type of athlete I am. And the main focus is just running fast. So that's definitely my main focus. You know, I've been working hard for years. Everything is going to take care of itself. I'm just looking to do the best I've been doing all year and over the last few years. Just put it all together. Show a real complete performance over those few days we have there down in Indianapolis.
And what do you think is the most important event for you as a corner? Is it the 40 time, or is maybe it's the interview, or maybe it's, you know, your backpedaling and all the other drills that they have? What do you think is the most important aspect for the Combine coming up?
Oh, definitely the 40 is the most important for the Combine. I've done many interviews before. You know, game film has been established. You know, technique and footwork, all that stuff that's all on film. So just running fast on those days will definitely help out over the next few weeks.
And, you know, I also noticed about your game, you're one of the unique players that has hair coming out of his helmet. And I noticed that a few players tried to pull you down by your hair. I'm wondering, are you going to shave your head for the combine, or maybe you got anything in store for a hairstyle difference?
Nah, I'm gonna keep my hair for a little while. Not too sure when I'm going to cut it, but eventually I will down the line, but nothing over the next few weeks and next few months.
That might add some speed to your 40 time if you have less stuff going up there in your hair, man, right?
All right, it doesn't weigh anything, and it doesn't hold me back, so you know, I'm not worried about it. I like the look of it. You know, it's definitely me, but, you know, nothing's going to hold me back from running the fast 40.
I got you. You probably you got some kind of cap that you put your hair in then, I guess, right?
I have it done and braided out, but, you know, it'll be tied down and wind resistant, so everything will be aerodynamically set to show that speed out there.
Right, right. So also I want to get your take on where do you think you stand right now, because I read a lot of blogs. I'm into the whole draft thing, and then I hear second round. Sometimes I even hear third round. Sometimes I hear people bumping up first round. So it's really anybody's guess. What's your gut feeling? Where do you stand as far as the NFL draft concerned?
You know, that stuff is really about team needs. But other than that, I know I'm the best out there, and it's really self-explanatory. So, you know, I can just do the best I can do in everything. And, you know, when draft day comes, everything will take care of itself. But, you know, I've been complete for 4 years. I've made many different plays, played in many different systems. I've improved for 4 years, been consistent for 4 years, and really just continuing to get better. So I don't think anybody puts up a more impressive resume than me. And, you know, as much responsibility as I had out there, I had little help out there on the field, so it's, I just don't think anybody has the complete package that I have, plus the return game. You know, it all really just speaks for itself.
Oh, I like that. I like that. A confident man. There you go. There's the swagger that I was looking for out of my DB.
always. You got to be a confident corner out there.
You got to have a short memory, too. And, you know, reading the scouting reports on all the different DBs, where do you think you stand in terms of, like, you know, Joe Hayden is being talked about out of Florida, and they say he's a very physical corner, and they say maybe you maybe not so much out of you in terms of, you know, tackling and hitting and things like that. What goes through your mind when you read these different scouting reports?
Oh, I haven't read any of those scouting reports, but like I said, I've done all that. I've got hard hits. I've got, you know, plays on the ball. I've got anything you're looking for, I've got it. And I don't think anybody out there has more complete package than I do.
All right, good stuff. That was Kyle Wilson on our Player Spotlight on NFLDraftBible.com. Kyle, I want to thank you for taking the time, giving us some love here, and we'll definitely hype you up to the point where you'll definitely be a first-round pick.
Oh, definitely. All right, thank you very much.
All righty, that was Kyle Wilson, the cornerback, the shutdown cornerback from Boise State, Blue Turf representing as usual. And that's it for Player Spotlights. Tune in next week. I'm your host, Football Rob, signing off.